Unraveled Sleeve, a Needlecraft Mystery by Monica Ferris, narrated by Susan Boyce. Chapter 1. Through a ring of uniformed police officers, Betsy glimpsed the body of a very fat man. A ruby ring twinkled on the hand that loosely gripped a matte black gun. A beautiful young blonde, draped in furs, stood nearby, looking at Betsy slantwise through narrowed eyes. Beside her was an unshaven man in old-fashioned prison stripes. Next to him was an elegantly dressed man with a gray goatee, and clinging to the elegant man's arm was a bosomy woman in a white silk blouse, unbuttoned nearly to the navel. Officer Jill Cross, Detective Mike Malloy, and Godwin Dulac appeared suddenly, apparently from behind the circle of policemen. Mike barked, "All right, Betsy, who did it?" Godwin said cheerfully, "Come on, Betsy, you're so clever, tell him." Betsy looked at the suspects, but nothing clever occurred to her. Jill said, "Mike needs to shoot the murderer. It's important." She began to shout, "Let's go. Tell Mike who did it, so we can all go home. It's cold, Betsy, and we want to go home." Everyone began shivering, except Betsy and the corpse. Betsy looked between the cop's elbows, hoping the corpse would start shivering, which would mean he wasn't really dead. Then she could tell them it was a joke. That would be clever. But he didn't move. Betsy wanted to go home too, but she had to answer them first. Who killed the man? In a rising panic, she realized she had no idea. "Maybe it's you, Betsy," said Godwin. Jill and Mike.